This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
People still ask me the question where they should live if they want to escape tyranny. They know that I've lived in South America. I was a resident of Ecuador. I've lived in Taiwan. I've traveled extensively. I haven't been to Africa, but I've been to many other places around the world. Europe and Australia, Southeast Asia, Central and South America, and so on. So people are often asking me this question, but look, I got to tell you, and I'm not trying to get more people to come to Texas, because we don't want people in Texas unless you're pro-liberty, pro-constitution, and own a gun, okay? Just put that out there. But everywhere I've lived in the world, nothing compares to Texas. Texas is the best place that I could possibly imagine. I'll give you some reasons why. But again, I don't want you to come to Texas unless you're willing to be an adult, to take care of yourself, to be a prepper. You know, Texas is a place where people, you know, the men are real men. Grown-ups are grown-ups. People are self-reliant. They are informed. They are capable. Not afraid to get their hands dirty. Not afraid to do some real work. Not afraid to defend themselves with a firearm if necessary. So a lot of people from California have been coming out to Texas and ruining Austin. So stop coming to Austin. We don't want you. Unless you're pro-constitution, pro-firearms, and everything I just said. Now, Texas, the culture of Texas is fantastic. I didn't grow up in Texas, but my father was actually a Texan. And my grandparents lived in San Antonio. And at another time, they lived outside of Houston. So my family is sort of going back just one and two generations is actually from Texas. And but again, I didn't grow up in Texas, but I find it feels like home to me. It feels like the best fit for me. And I'll give you some reasons why. Number one, in Texas, the government mostly leaves you the hell alone, which is really, if you think about it, that's what most people want. They just want the government to leave them the hell alone. And Texas respects your privacy more than other states. They respect your property more than other states. We've got a great governor, Governor Abbott, who is just fantastic. I still say we need President Abbott one day. Or if Texas becomes its own state again, then Abbott should be the president of the Republic of Texas. He's fantastic. Fully support Abbott. He's just all around a true leader, amazing guy, and a patriot as well. So we've got all that going for us. Texas is a place where you can grow your own food, collect your own rainwater, run your own solar power system. Texas is a place that's got good soil if you're in the right spots, of course. West Austin has horrible soil, and a lot of West Texas has horrible soil. But in Central Texas, if you're in the right areas, you've got great soil. Texas is a place where you can get your tractor repaired. Owning a tractor is not an odd thing. Having a 500-gallon diesel fuel tank on your property is not an odd thing. It's normal. Driving down the road with a bale of hay, a big round bale in the back of your pickup, is not unusual. It's normal. Hearing gunshots on a Saturday is not unusual. In fact, it's normal. In fact, to me, it sounds like liberty. So every time I hear gunshots, I'm like, yes, so glad I'm in Texas. This is great. Which is the opposite of people who live in cities, because they're afraid of gunshots. They think that if there's guns shooting, somebody's getting murdered, which is probably true in a place like Chicago. Whereas you hear gunshots in Texas, you're like, somebody's just doing some target practice, sighting in some new optics, or checking out a new handgun. It's great. They're staying fully prepared. It's great. That's why gunfire means something different in rural Texas than urban Chicago. Texas is a place where people aren't afraid to, you know, fish or hunt if they want to, if they need to get some food. They can shoot a wild pig. I mean, I don't do that. That's not my thing. I don't know what to do with a wild pig after I shoot it. I admit. That's just how, no one taught me what to do. So I don't shoot wild pigs. I'm not a hunter. But Texas is full of people who are capable of that if you need that kind of thing in a survival situation. It's actually a sport in Texas to shoot wild hogs because there's so many of them. I've been out of my land just walking around with my dogs and my goats, and I've had 50 pigs in a mob just like run across the trail in front of me. It would be like 7 or 8 big adults and then a bunch of little tiny piglets, little ones, like small dog size. You could pick them up. Anyway, there's wild pigs all over the place in Texas. Texas has relatively fair property taxes, although it's getting worse in some places, like Austin, because of all the Californians are moving there. They keep driving up all the property prices and driving up taxes and everything. But by and large, Texas has relatively affordable property prices, and you can also get wildlife exemptions as well as agricultural exemptions. You can own 100 acres in Texas, and you could pay $200 a year property tax. If you're raising cattle or raising hay or producing some other kind of agricultural product, you could have sheep. You could have llamas if you want. You could have goats. I've got goats. Not enough to fill 100 acres, but in Texas, you can have backyard chickens, and it's normal. A lot of people have chickens in Texas. A lot of people grow their own food. A lot of people have a small tractor. A lot of people, you know, have exotic. They've got donkeys, they've got llamas, they've got horses, they've got, you know, all kinds of things. Texas is a place where you can, you're sort of in charge of your own future. You can start a business. The business is viable in Texas. The regulations aren't insane. The permitting isn't insane. The people are nice, by the way. The people are polite, at least the ones that I've met, the people all across Texas. Are polite. They're great. You go into even Houston, the city of Houston, it's polite people. Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, all over Texas, people are great. It's that Southern hospitality, you know, stands in great contrast to people on the East Coast who are, frankly, just really rude people for the most part. They really are. I don't know why. I've got friends in New York. They're not rude. But by and large, like New Yorkers and people in Boston and whatever. They're just rude all the time. Like, what's wrong with you people? How come you're not nice? Texas people are just nicer, more polite, more capable. They don't freak out when things go wrong. They just try to solve the problem. So, I mean, Texas has its own oil. Texas has its own oil refineries. It's got a port with access to the ocean. It's got a lot of military, active military, as well as veterans. It's got military bases. It's got airports. Texas can produce its own food, everything. Texas has got it all. But again, don't come here unless you're going to be pro-liberty. We don't want you. We don't want you to ruin Texas and turn it into another California. Please, for God's sake, Western California in particular, don't come to Texas. All you do is drive up the property prices and displace real Texans who can't afford to live where they grew up anymore, and that's not a good thing. And if you come to Texas, respect the local culture. Don't try to change it to your ways. Texas has a certain kind of culture. You need to respect it. People spend a little bit of time being polite. You just meet and greet people. It's not all business all the time. You got to say hello from time to time. Texas has a culture that is very, it's almost a throwback culture to the way society used to be when it was less insane and more polite. So you got to respect that. In Texas. Now, Texas has problems, of course. You know, it's hot. It's really hot. I get it, especially in Houston. You know, Texas has its own issues, whatever, crime issues, border control issues. I know there are issues, but oh, wow, there's a tiny armadillo walking right in front of me. That's a little baby one, too. But Texas has so much to celebrate. Just like I just saw, armadillos and animals, wild deer, all kinds of things. It's great. You can grow your own food. You can have your own land. You can afford to live in Texas. Again, if you come here, you better be ready to participate in the Texas culture. You better have a firearm. You need a pistol and a rifle. And you need to support the Constitution, support the Bill of Rights, support Governor Abbott. You need to leave your nonsense, liberal California delusions back home. Leave those back in California. They're not welcome here in Texas. Absolutely not. And I do believe, by the way, depending on where things go in Washington, that Texas will be its own country one day. And I intend to stay here for the rest of my life and be part of the Republic of Texas. I'd be proud to be a Texan and live in the nation of Texas. I think it would be very prosperous. And I intend to help make it even more prosperous, to help contribute to society in Texas and help make Texas strong and a healthy place, you know, more organic permaculture, agriculture, more knowledge about health prevention and disease prevention, help people live in Texas, you know, longer lives, healthier lives, happier lives, all of that.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.